Hi, welcome to another new episode of the Progressing Recruiters Lives Everywhere podcast. My name is Veronica and I am a Principal Talent Attraction Specialist, and today I'm sitting with one of my colleagues, Lulu, to discuss a really important topic, part of our company and in the core of us as an organization, culture or company culture. So hi Lulu, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Veronica. I'm excited, obviously, to discuss a bit more about our culture and the world of recruitment.
Yeah, I'm happy to have this conversation with you. And of course, I would like to ask you, why would you say it is so important for us to understand the culture of a workplace in recruitment? And what do you think makes culture such a significant part of building a whole organization that's thriving and progressing?
I would say the biggest part that I think is really important for people to know is how fast-paced everything is and how quickly things can change. You have to be someone who's quite highly adaptable, be able to just make pivots every day, really, because things never really work out 100% to plan. And the other part that I would say is probably the most important is the ability to build relationships, not just with clients and candidates, but also the people that you work with. You will spend a lot of time with your team, and high collaboration is just a must, really, to be successful. So yeah, I would say those are probably the two biggest things. And if you're not used to that fast-paced environment, it can probably be a bit of a culture shock when you first move into recruitment. But typically people get used to it quite quickly.
Yeah, I totally agree with this answer. That's why I always say, like, nothing in life comes fast, unfortunately, and nothing in life goes as planned. So I completely agree with what you just said. And given the emphasis on workplace culture, how do you think a positive culture contributes to success, and not just in recruitment, but any professional setting?
Like I mentioned previously, collaboration is just a must. No one really succeeds just working alone. You have to work with your colleagues and team members across teams and regions even. So enhancing that communication is such a big need when it comes to contributing towards a positive work culture. And obviously it also helps when it comes to actually attracting new talent into our business, into any recruitment business, whether it be entry level or people who have a decade of experience. The culture is so important that I'm sure anybody, even you guys, when you were thinking about joining, you had to have thought about what kind of culture does this business and office have. So yeah, I would say all of that contributes to having a positive culture.
Yeah, I understand as well. It's quite important to be in a place that you are valued for who you are. You're giving the platform to grow, and also you're part of a whole, you know, and you're welcomed in that small family, if you will. From your experience, what are some practical ways that workplaces, especially in recruitment, how can you build and maintain a positive company culture?
For me, the biggest thing has been my relationship with my manager, Andy. So he's really great at just not feeling like there's too much pressure on you, but being able to really clearly communicate feedback with me, whether that is through like one-to-one meetings or just quickly grabbing me for a coffee, whatever it is. And generally, that's what I see really across our team, across the Manchester office. I'm sure it's the same in Germany and Amsterdam, as well as the social aspect. I'm a pretty outgoing that person. We quite regularly do various like activities outside of the office, or just little like competitions internally that just help us with our professional development. I think those are all some like really practical things that have helped me personally when it comes to maintaining the positive impression that I have of our culture.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I understand what you mean. I'm also really looking forward to the outings and spending some time bonding with colleagues and discovering different bits of the people that you basically work with every day. How would you describe the culture here at Amoria Bond with your experience in the company?
I think if I had to describe it in just like one word, it would just be like open. Like it's just open to you, like you never feel excluded no matter what kind of person you are, what kind of personality or background you come from. Even if there's no one in your direct team that is exactly like you or has some kind of like common experience, you will find it somewhere else in the wider
Yeah.
business or office. So yeah, that's how I would personally say I would describe the culture here.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I see similarities in different offices, of course. I represent our Amsterdam branch, and there's a lot of cultural activities going over offices, or we're sharing the same values that we celebrate. Of course, there is a lot of emphasis on diversity and inclusion. Being part of the team right now, we have a lot of ideas in the coming 2024, and I'm excited to see that grow. And I'm curious, why do you think the company culture that we have at the moment is actually unique for the recruitment sector that we work in?
We obviously all know people who also recruit outside of our businesses, right?
Yeah.
And whenever I meet with those friends or have conversations with those people, I don't think I've ever really heard of another business that does it quite like us. I'm personally part of our D&I committee. We have so many others, charitable social responsibility, fitness and well-being. We do so many things that just help to contribute towards making everybody's experience working here so much better. And Amoria Bond does really invest a lot in that. It's a big part of like their ethos. Like our saying that you'll see everywhere is we love to progress everybody's lives, right? Progressing
Yeah.
lives everywhere. And I've never seen another or heard of another business that really puts such emphasis on those things and has that so widespread as well across every office, not just like in their headquarters or something like that.
Yeah. I also like the fact that you have access to a lot of training resources available for you. One of the reasons that also really attracted me to Amoria Bond 2 years ago was the fact that I really wanted to learn, and I wanted to have these learning opportunities in disposal of the palm of my hand. And I like that Amoria Bond kind of personalizes that for everybody, because everybody's different, right? So there's something for everybody here, simply put.
Yeah, I agree. That was a big thing for me as well. I remember when I was doing my
Yeah.
interview, so I was saying that my number one thing really was training and development, and they really emphasized that here.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Lulu, for giving us some insights into the culture of Moria Bond, the Manchester office. It was really, really nice to catch up with you and have this conversation with you.
No problem. It's been a pleasure, Veronica. I've enjoyed it. Thanks.
And we definitely need to catch up on some diversity and inclusion tactics for 2024, for
Yeah,
sure.
maybe there will be a reason for me to come to Amsterdam.
Always welcome. Lovely. Well, thanks again for tuning in for this lovely episode of Progressing Recruiters Life Everywhere, and stay tuned for more interesting podcasts coming your way.